Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, we mentioned that on Taoiseach, Simon Harris will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning. He's on the front of the Irish Independent because apparently we are going to make asylum seekers pay to get access to state support. That paper says that asylum seekers will have to make a financial contribution towards the cost of their accommodation and other services they get from the state under plans being considered by the government. These are significant changes to the international protection system in the coming weeks. So asylum seekers would have to make contributions based on their circumstances, and the Indo says that it is the Taoiseach who is pushing to introduce these reforms, which is interesting considering where asylum seekers come from. If they're fleeing war and persecution, not as if they're going to have a load of money to pay the Irish state, but they'll be looking at their circumstances and seeing if they can make a financial contribution to the support that they get here in Ireland. No doubt the Taoiseach will be asked about that on News Talk Breakfast this morning. The Irish Examiner on the front page has a hero on the main photograph, Kelvin Castles, with his two-week-old baby daughter, and he's being praised for his quick thinking, reactions and bravery, which was crucial in rescuing an elderly neighbour from a house fire at Man in Cork on Tuesday night. And he was busy enough because his baby daughter is only 2 weeks old, but he's been praised for his heroics. Within 6 minutes of receiving a call out, he was able to save this man's life. So congratulations to him. It's a lovely photograph on the front of the Examiner. The main story is that the media regulator here has actually begun a crackdown on the world's leading social media giants hosting illegal content in a move that could lead to fines worth billions of euro. Commission Niman has given companies like YouTube and X 4 weeks to tell it how they're fulfilling their obligations before it takes further action. On to the Irish Daily Mail. You may have seen yesterday this meeting between James Lawless, the junior transport minister, and Ryanair's Michael O'Leary. They were talking about the passenger cap. But the papers are picking up today, including the Mail, on a comment made by Minister James Lawless, and he's been criticised for telling tourists who want to visit Dublin to fly to Shannon instead, or to fly to Cork instead. It's been labelled as a cop-out and comes amid the ongoing row over the passenger cap. After he met with Michael O'Leary, James Lawless says, "I've gone to Paris Beauvais with Ryanair. I've gone to Venice Treviso with Ryanair. So why can't I go to Dublin Shannon with Ryanair?" Now, just a reminder, Shannon Airport is about 230 kilometres away from Dublin. You'd be talking about 2.5 hours to get from Shannon to Dublin. Cork Airport would be about 3 hours to get to Dublin Airport. He is right in some of these cities, like in Venice. I've certainly flown Venice Treviso. Not as far away, though. It's about 40 kilometres outside Venice. It's also not a very nice experience, but it's not 200, 300 kilometres away. And anyway, James Lawless is being criticised in the Mail for that, for saying that we could have Dublin-Shannon. And right now, there aren't the buses between Dublin and Shannon or the rail lines. The Irish Daily Star, Irish boys arrested over holiday rape. A girl 18 from Ireland claims attack at club. This is an incident which is alleged to have happened at Salou in Spain, and an Irish boy has been arrested over the incident. The Irish Daily Mirror, Shane's pain for Grenfell victims. Shane Lowry said his heart goes out to the families of those killed in the Grenfell disaster. He's ended his sponsorship deal with Kingspan, and he spoke for the first time yesterday. The Irish Times has an interesting one about school patronage, and Sing Street CBS, which is probably one of the most famous schools in the country, an all-boys secondary school that taught presidents, Taoiseach and other pillars of Irish society for 160 years, well, it's going to become a co-educational Gael Kinochta. It follows talks with the Department of Education, so it's changing. And a reminder there of people who went to Sing Street include David Andrews, Todd Andrews. You also had former Taoiseach Liam Cosgrave, Charlie O'Connor, Michael Woods. There's a whole list former presidents there. Gay Byrne went there, Eamon Andrews as well, actor David Kelly, author John Connolly, all went to Sing Street, but now it's going to become a co-ed Gael Cloishte. The Irish Sun by George. George Hamilton has ended his 40-year stint at RTE Sport and walked straight into a new job. He's going to start a new gig at Premier Sports, covering Man United in Europe after his contract expired. Inside the papers, the weather is taking a major turn. And I think everyone needs to be aware of this, because people were sitting out at the weekend and now it's going to be freezing cold from tonight onwards. The Mirror tells us that weather experts are warning frosty weather is on the way this week with bitingly cold winds. There's a risk of frost tonight, could go down to 0 degrees Celsius. And also we're going to see more cloud and wind. And the warning is that there are going to be lazy winds that will go straight through you. You know, those winds that just absolutely cut through you. That's what we're being warned of. So just be aware of that. A story which always annoys people is TDs and pay. And the Indo has the news today that TD salaries are going to go up by €1,000 on budget day next month. This, by the way, is the third pay increase this year for politicians. A 1% pay hike due to politicians under a pay deal will boost a Dáil TD's basic salary by €1,000. So now they're going to earn over €113,000. Senators who are on €78,000, they're now going to be on €79,000. This is part of the public sector pay deal. The public servants also get a pay rise as well, but it's all linked, and it'll mean that on budget day, TD's salary will go up by €1,000. The Late Late Show is going to be in the Guinness Book of Records. That's being published today. The Sun has the details that the Late Late Show has clocked up two new Guinness World Records. The new edition of the book is being released today. There are a number of Irish in the book, and two of the Irish achievements go to the Late Late Show. It is now officially recognised as the world's longest running live TV chat show. And then they get a second record for when they held an attempt at Croke Park for the largest Cayley session. It was on the St. Patrick's Day edition of the Late Late, where 384 musicians played on that night. So they're in the book for that. Also in the Guinness Book of Records is a 15-year-old magician from Meath called Killian O'Connor. You may remember him from Britain's Got Talent. He is one of the young achievers in the Guinness World Records book after getting the title for carrying out the most magic tricks in 1 minute in the under-16s category there. So really the world's youngest magician, it would seem. So congratulations to him. And Listowel is in the World Records book today as well, because it held a charity fundraiser for the most people dressed up as Dolly Parton. Final story comes from The Star. If you're looking for somewhere to live, apparently it's Roscommon you should be living in. Housing expert Maggie Malloy says Roscommon is the best county in Ireland to buy a home at the moment. Maggie presents Cheap Irish Houses. That's that show that helps first-time buyers get on the property ladder. And she says that the Northwest County is the place to go. She says Roscommon has the most affordable houses, great road networks, and also, she says, it has a great bohemian vibe. And she's not biased, because she's actually from Wexford, but she says it's all about Roscommon. You get cracking houses there, €170,000. You're going to turnkey, fully renovated houses for that. My top pick is Roscommon. I think it's a magical county. That's according to Maggie Malloy. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.